about a month ago, I kind of did something I never thought I would do, and that's I bought the streaming service for Hallmark Christmas movies, and I gotta tell you, it was the best $4.99 I've ever spent in my entire life. For those of you who are not familiar with Hallmark movies, where have you been? At this time of the year, there's a new one every night. Usually a different 90s B-list celebrity starring in each one. Amen. And I gotta tell you, I kinda needed them this year. I kinda fell in love with really bad Hallmark movies. And the thing I like about them is they follow the same pattern throughout each one. And I'll tell you, so when I put this up, it tells you how long each one is. Always an hour and 27 minutes. Because they have to put in the commercial breaks. Now, we with the streaming service, it's uninterrupted, which was so important to me, so we never had to watch any of the commercial interruptions for it, but it's always an hour and 27 minutes. If I'm doing the math right, that's in 87 minutes, right? Correct? All right, I was told there would be no math in this job. So 87 minutes, each one is 87 minutes, and I love it because the formula is so clear, that it's so well done. Minutes 1 through 3, every single time, it's the same thing, okay? I was telling Brandon this earlier today. There is slight variation, okay? They're either playing copywritten songs, something public domain. They're playing a public domain Christmas song with lots and lots of jingle bells, and they're either decorating, this is where the variation is, a cityscape or a countryscape, okay? That's the big variation in all these Hallmark movies, and you kind of see where they're going with each one. Okay, minutes 4 through 7, always the same. The most exposition that you can fit into a 3-4 minute period. And it's always the stuff where, like, dialogue you'd never hear anywhere else, where it'd be like, oh, you mean how you hate Christmas because your parents got a divorce when you were 2? And that kind of thing that you would never ever say, but it always is in there in each one of these Hallmark movies. Same kind of big exposition, sets up the movie. You're set up in 7 minutes. And then minutes 7 through 12 is always the same. There's some sort of major crisis that occurs that you never even knew was a crisis. Like, you need to save the company by 10 o'clock Christmas Eve every time, or by New Year's, you need to get married or you don't receive blank. That is the kind of thing that happens always between 7 and 12 minutes each time. Always the same, okay? Minutes 8 through, I want to say about 63, 64, it always is the same pattern of things start to come around, a change of scenery. You know, if you're in the city, you go to the country. If you're in the country, you go to the city. But things start to change. Maybe this person that you thought so negatively about, they start to come around. Maybe you prejudge them too quickly. And the person that you thought you were supposed to be with, always by the end, clearly shows up to be the bad guy. By minute 63, the crisis has already kind of been laid out. Change has happened, transformation has happened for various characters. 64 through about 75, something else happens. A new character is introduced, or an old evil character is introduced at this point, and it changes everything. It changes the dynamic. All of a sudden, the forward progress that was happening, it goes in the other direction, and all of a sudden, there's this kind of impending doom. And minute 75 to about 83, I want to say here, is that moment when the crisis kind of builds to this point where something in the character of the main character, some sort of flaw or some sort of secret is revealed. A misunderstanding occurs between minutes 75 and 83, and all of a sudden everyone is panicked because the couple that seemed like they were heading in this right direction, they just dissolve. And this is that minute 84 to 80, I want to say 5, because it's only about a 2 minute period. There is this moment when the couple is staring off out of alternate windows. That's an important part of this story. And sometimes there's snow, sometimes there's not. It's maybe LA, right? But they're always staring off toward different windows. And they're realizing something, that maybe they made a mistake. Maybe this crisis that they were headed toward and they dealt with, maybe they dealt with it wrong. Minute 86 through 87, this is the key part, people. When you made it to the end, last 2 minutes, it always gets resolved. Always resolved. There is always a kiss, there is always a resolution, and there is always the credits where they reveal what's going to happen in the next Hallmark movie that begins tomorrow, about 23 hours from now, okay? Always the same, and it made my Christmas. because I have to say, this Advent has been the most unpredictable season of the Capanna's entire life. We went through all of the crazy things that have happened through our Advent season. Up until today, by the way, we're screaming in here after being at the hospital all day. It's just been a crazy season, and I told Lauren, you know, there were like 5 things that we dealt with this Christmas season that we've never dealt with before that were just so strenuous, so challenging. And then we drove and we turned a corner and we saw like this whole landscape that had caught fire. And I said, I forgot we even were evacuated, okay? That tells you something. When I forgot this moment that would have been like the definitive moment of the year, I had forgotten that we had been evacuated. I was just so focused on the fact that our Christmas projectors got stolen this year and that we had been doing all sorts of hospital visits and we're saying goodbye and all sorts of crazy stuff. I forgot that our house almost burned down. It's been a crazy season. And watching these ridiculous, oh, they're so bad, Hallmark movies, they're so wonderfully bad. It gave me so much joy because I knew what was gonna happen. I knew, depending from minute to minute, I knew what was gonna happen. And I loved that predictability. It was predictmas. I loved that I could just say, oh, well, you know, if we're at minute 62, we know what's gonna happen. I gotta tell you right now, I think we're at about minute 84, 85 for the Capannas. We're having a hard couple of days. And knowing that those Hallmark movies, that predictability is there, it kind of sustained us in a really weird way. But I started to give it a lot of thought, and you know, the challenge with all of those movies is that when you really consider what Christmas is all about, there is zero predictability. Consider the story that we've been hearing kind of build up over the last couple of days. We started in Advent with the story of Zechariah hearing in the temple that he's going to be a dad at a very old age. His wife, who was considered to be barren, is about to have a baby. And he's shocked about that. What's predictable about this moment? Absolutely nothing. And the angel shuts him up for 9 months, which is probably a gift. We've had kids. I know probably it's best if I just don't say anything in that period of time. So, but there's this crazy moment. It's unpredictable. Nothing is predictable about that moment. And then Mary, who's got her whole life, her trajectory is all established. She's about to get married to this Joseph, and things are going to be great, and they're going to have a normal life together. What's up, dude? You know, they have this plan. And an angel interrupts this plan with this news that he is about to change everything. The plan is about to change. They had this predictable path that they were going on, and everything is interrupted in this moment. And the wise men, they're just out in the east being wise, and all of a sudden they get this notification in the heavens that something is different. A star is born. The Son of God is to be born. And some scholars estimate that they were traveling for 2 years to get there. Talk about a divine interruption. They had none of this planned. They had their trajectory all set. We're going to just live comfortably and wise forever. And all of a sudden, a star is born. And they go. That's a divine interruption. And now the shepherds. The shepherds. Shepherds aren't the most beloved creatures. They aren't as cute as they were when they came out here today. They smelled like sheep. They were loners. There was a lot of loneliness out there. The shepherds are the least predictable people that you would imagine would be receiving this kind of notice from an ambassador to the king. They hear from the angels in heaven. That is an unpredictable turnabout in this story. And I started to think about that moment 1,000 years before in the city of David, and it wasn't even called that because David was just a young shepherd boy, the youngest and smallest of Jesse's children, who's out in the fields tending his flock when another divine ambassador comes, Samuel the prophet, and says, "You will be king." What an unpredictable turn of events for this shepherd. If you had to imagine David's to-do list that day, you know, watch the sheep, look out for wolves, watch where you step, that's pretty much it. And all of a sudden they receive this divine light, this prophet Samuel who comes and says, "You're going to be king." Nowhere on David's to-do list was be anointed to be the king over all of Israel. These are unpredictable moments. And I have to say, there's a real problem with predictability. Because every one of us has our own plan for our life. Everyone knows the kind of trajectory that we have established in our lives. What we know we're going to do, we're going to live our good life, we're going to be good folks, and then we're going to just, you know, travel off into the sunset. That's life. But what happens at Christmas is that everything changes. Forget the trajectory that you have. Forget predictability. There is something so wonderful about the unpredictability of this moment when God breaks through and provides this divine interruption and changes everything. That's why I wanted to be here tonight. That's what I want to celebrate with my family here, is that the trajectory of life that we have established on our own, where we are, where we're going, where we're headed, and where we're going to be, all changes in that moment when Jesus is born. Praise God for divine interruption. That we who have lived our lives in darkness, in hopelessness, in fear, with our own trajectory in mind, have been interrupted by this incredible, glorious heavenly light. That we, like those lonely shepherd on the hillside, we who walk in darkness have seen a great light from heaven, and surrounded by the heavenly host, the army of heaven, who sing glory to God. That moment is such a divine interruption that their lives will never be the same. And they say, let's go, we gotta see, we gotta go into the city. We have to see this. Now, I've said this before, but it strikes me that the only people who would have known this side of that story are God and the shepherds themselves. So it tells me that this is a testimony that these shepherds had shared with everyone they could come across. They told everyone about it. It says so. They went out proclaiming God's glory. Well, they might have had their trajectory all lined up. You know, watch the sheep. Watch out for wolves. Watch where you step. God had bigger plans. And God provided that divine intervention so that their entire existence changes forever. God's plan is so big that it transforms and changes our trajectory. So praise God that tonight we are not celebrating predictability. Prophesied, but not predictable. Praise God that we are celebrating this weird, wacky, and totally unpredictable moment that we call Christmas. Praise God for divine interruption. Because what he does at Christmas leaves us changed forever. So change your plans. Change your plans. Be ready for God to call you to divinely interrupt your life and be changed forever. Let's shun predictability and instead celebrate that we are never going to be the same again. Let's let this be a Christmas that instead of putting out all of our decorations and then putting them all back in the box again, let this promise remain. We are never the same. We are never the same, and God has divinely intervened and interrupted our lives so that in him, through the birth of his son, we are never the same again. Let's pray.